is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again. Amen, amen, for the reading of the word. And I just got something God says for you to meditate on. He said, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Hallelujah. Signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Now, I need to make a declaration here before somebody gets mad at me, If you were born before 1970, or you came up in the 70s, or you a Motown history buff, you would say that was Stevie Wonder's song. Guess what? That was Stevie Wonder's song. But I have come to learn some things in life, that even though the world does some things, God is in the midst of what the world does, and they don't even know. So let me make this plain before I get into all of it. When Stevie Wonder wrote that song, he was writing it about a woman that he was in love with. Okay, he said, sign, seal, deliver, and I'm here. He said, I've been a crazy man way too long. I stayed too long. He went on to say, I'm wondering if your love still strong. No, he was saying, do you still love me, baby? That's what he was talking about. He was writing it to this woman. He said, but what? Oh, baby, don't care, because here I am. I'm signed, sealed, delivered, and I'm yours. He was declaring that, guess what? I done messed up, but I'm still right here. He said, wait a minute, I even went away. I left you. Said, but that's all right, because here I am today going, what, I'm signed, I'm sealed, I'm delivered, I'm yours. That's what Stevie Wonder said. Then he just, when he got next, said, here I am, baby, signed, he just kept repeating it over and over and over. Why? Because in those days, when we were pursuing somebody, we said the things that they wanted to hear, what, so they thought we were sincere. Ain't nobody here want to be real. Any of y'all ever done that? Okay, let me call the men out. How many men in here are married? So did you do that? Did you woo your wife? Did you tell her what she needed to hear, that you felt on the inside of your heart? So what? That she would what? Be with you? Y'all some say, oh, most of us did. We just don't want to admit it, right? Okay, how many women knew y'all just couldn't wait to hear what he said, I love you? He said, what? You're the most special thing to me. I can't live without you. I can't breathe without you. Oh, somebody would tell the truth in here. Y'all been married a long time. You still saying it. Okay, hallelujah. And for y'all young folks, there's somebody trying to get next to you, trying to be your friend. But I say, I like you. How many friends, how many young people say, people got, I like you? They say, I want to be your friend. Some of y'all don't want them as friends, do you? Hallelujah. But he said, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. But in the midst of that song, I'm telling you, there's a greater love than what Stevie Wonder was talking about. Yeah. Because the words that he penned as a blind boy that didn't know too much that he was trying to do and be popular and be rich and singing, God said, I've already done that. I already did it, done it, signed it, sealed, and delivered. And today we see in the word of God how it was signed, sealed, delivered, and he's ours. Thank you, Lord. Now, because we know that, I need to talk to our technology people. One of the challenges today that we experience in all of our society is communication. Y'all saw that this morning, didn't you? We were having problems with the sound back there. Something wasn't communicating in the right way, so it didn't get up here, even though we heard it out here. They couldn't hear it, so we had to make some corrections. Yeah. And when the corrections were made, then they could hear it up here like we heard it out there. Well, today, one of the things that technology is doing is talk bi-directional communication. If you communicate one way, which is the old technology, you had to route it all the way around. All the way around. So it starts at A, and you got to go all the way around to Z. But today, with bidirectional communication, you can go from A to B and come back, and the communication is faster. It's quicker. And they're on to something, y'all. They think they got something. But I'm here to tell you that God has had bidirectional communication since the beginning of time. And we're going to see that if we communicate bidirectionally in both ways, him to us and us to him, God has so much power and joy for us, we can't miss the mark. Y'all, I hope y'all stay with me there, okay? So we have to communicate bidirectionally. Yeah. Amen? When we counsel with couples, when we talk that, it's got to be what? Bidirectional communication. Yeah. I got to hear my wife. She got to hear me. So what? We're on the same accord. Because if I start with Sister Sherry Ann and say, I got a message to pass it around, it ain't getting back the same way. Yeah. But when it's bidirectional, one-to-one, there's no mistake in what happens, right? So that's what we're going to talk about today. So today, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. So the first point today, the first thing is we need to understand point one. Remember what he said. Now, he is Jesus, not your neighbor, not your husband, not your spouse, not your best friend, not the TV announcer, not what you read in a book. What Jesus says here, remember what he said. Look at here, it's in the words, it's in the scripture. Luke 24 and 6, it said, he is not here, but is risen. Remember what he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee. This was not a new situation for them. They showed up. Jesus had been crucified on that earlier day. Jesus was not here. They saw him wrapped in the clothes and the linen cloth. They saw him put in the grave. And they saw what? The grave sealed with the stone. They saw what? They put guards in front of the stone. He had Fort Knox up in front of the tomb so that what? Nobody could take him. But then early on this morning, early on what we know is Resurrection Sunday, some people say Easter Sunday, they went there, the women went there to do their job. They went there to do what they were called to do, what, which is put some spices and anointing on the body of Jesus. And guess what? The stone was rolled away. Trauma number one. Uh-oh, something's wrong.
My Lord.
When he showed up and you know the stone's supposed to be there, they didn't know how they were going to get it rolled away, but it was supposed to be there. They showed up. Uh-oh, something's wrong. The stone had been moved. But because God understands and communicates to us in both ways, their hearts were like, something's wrong with this situation. I don't think I can make this. I don't know. But something on the inside of them said, go in and look. Now, I asked them in Sunday school that if you go to your house, wherever you live, and you walk up at the door and the door is open and you know you left it closed, do you go in? Figure, no, I ain't going in. I ain't, no, that door's open. I ain't going in there. I don't know what's in there. There's some of us. Yeah, hey, that's my house. You ain't take, I'm going in. But the spirit normally is what? We ain't going in because something's wrong.
Yeah.
I left it closed. But something on the inside, which is this thing called love, caused these women to say, hey, I ain't running to get nobody. I ain't going to get the men. I ain't going to get the soldiers. I ain't going to the king. I got to go see what's wrong. Because Jesus on the other day was in there and he was dead. And now something's wrong. So they went in. Why did they go in? It's this thing called love. They love him so much. They had to know what happened. They couldn't just disappear. And I'll defy it here. If you go to a house and the door is open and you know your mother, your sister, your child, or somebody's supposed to be in there, you're going in.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ain't waiting for the police. You're going to go in. Why? Because the love that's on the inside of you draws you to where they are. So they went in, and they didn't see Jesus. But thanks be to God for bidirectional communication. Jesus already prepared an answer to give them peace. Because when they walked in, it says what? The word said they saw men in bright lights. But they saw angels, y'all.
Yeah.
The angels had been sent to bring them peace. So when they went in and they saw this peace, then it says what? The scripture before we start today on 6 says what? They bowed down. Not out of fear. Oh, I'm scared. What? Out of reverence. I recognize the presence of God. And because they recognize the presence of God, God spoke a word to give them peace. He said, look what? He is not here. He is risen. What powerful words of peace that the angels gave of the Savior. He is not here. He is risen. Some folks say he got up. He's alive. He's raised. I don't care. He is not here. He is risen. He is what? He is alive.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
He said, don't you remember what he told you? He said he told you what? That what? He gonna have to die in 3 days. He gonna get up. Didn't he tell them that? I must leave you what? So that what? The comforter can come. So that what? You can have all things what? Through the power of the Spirit. I can't stay here. So he got up. They saw this and they were like, whew. There was a sign. Y'all get that, right? There was a sign. The angels were a sign that Jesus did what he said he was going to do. Yeah. Sometimes we miss the details because we don't get the bi-directional communication. You weren't all by yourself. Thank you, Lord, that he's always with us. But then we understand that he says what? Now, what did he say? Look at Matthew 20, next slide, 17 through 19. This is where it says it. And Jesus, going up to Jerusalem, took the 12 disciples apart in the way and said unto them, behold, we go up to Jerusalem. And what? The Son of Man, what shall be betrayed unto the chief priests and unto the scribes, they shall condemn him to death. They shall deliver him to the Gentiles to mock and to scourge and to crucify him. And the third day, what? He shall rise again. Remember what he said. He said what? He's going to be ridiculed, humiliated, scourged, beat. He's going to be crucified. But guess what? On the third day, he's going to get up. Those were the words of Jesus himself. So we didn't have to be all alarmed and all crazy about what's going on in the world. We just remember what Jesus says. Yes. He said what? Remember what he said. And today we need to remember what he said. Yes. Says, lo, I am what? With you always. Even what? To the end of the earth. He said, we need to remember what he said. I came what? To seek and to save what? All that was lost. We need to remember what he said. That what? I died that I might what? Set you free. We need to remember what he said. That what? No weapon formed against you. That was what the prophet said. What? We need to remember what he said. There is no victory in the world, but the victory is what? In Jesus. We need to remember what he said. What? I go away, but what? If I go away, I will come again. We need to remember what he said. Yes. We need to remember that he said, I love you. Yes, Lord. We need to remember he said, what? I'll forgive you. Thank we need to remember what he said. I'll care for you. I will provide for you. Okay. So remember what he said. Yes. Remember what he said. Well, here's the second point. The second point today, the second thing today, it said what? What? Remember what had happened. Oh, yeah, I'm going there. What had happened was, okay, y'all laugh at me, that's okay, but somebody said that, and what had happened was, it's not the correct grammatical English, but everybody don't speak that way. Jesus spoke to what people where they were. What had happened was, oh, Ben, let me come. What happened? Is that better? That's for all of us, okay? Whatever way you need to hear it, what happened is this. So the first thing, we realized there was a sign. We go back to the next slide, say, remember what? First thing, there was a sign. And what? In Luke 22 and 46, but Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of with a kiss. We realized that there was some press, something that happened before that. What? Judas had listened to the scribes and Pharisees and said, what? We need to get to Jesus. Jesus, one of his inner circle, y'all, one of his friends, one of his closest, say, I can get that done. So the sign was created, what? That we will show with the kiss, what? When we go to the garden, that's who you need to take. Now, I don't want to get into the whole record to show you what happened first, because before he even gave the sign, they went to put hands on him, and Jesus spoke, and they all fell aside. I don't want to go to the power that Jesus had at the time, but he said, there was a sign. And what Jesus said, Judas, you come to betray me with the kiss? You thought you were doing something in secret and in the dark? You gave a sign, but your sign ain't no good. Go ahead and give the sign, Judas, because you come to betray me with the kiss. That was the sign. That's from the worldly perspective. Then also we understand what? The second thing we know what? It was sealed. If you want to read Matthew 26, 15 and 16. And said unto them, what will you give me? And I will deliver him unto you. And they what? They covenanted with him and what? 30 pieces of silver. They sealed the deal, y'all. Hey, okay, here's the sign, but here's the 30 pieces of silver to deal. That's what the world does. Y'all recognize that, right? Everything is a negotiation. That's not how God works, y'all. God is not a negotiator to try and negotiate with you to do what you want to do versus what he wants. He's a dictator, but he's a gracious dictator. He tells you out of grace what I will do for you in spite of what how you do it. Why? Because what he does, what? Leads us to a better place. So it was a sign, what? Of a kiss. It was sealed with the deal, what? 30 pieces of silver. I don't want to stop there. But what have you sold Jesus out for? What's more important in your life than Jesus? Is it your job? Is it your family? Is it your friends? Is it them fine clothes you got or that wonderful car? Is it that you can eat and go anywhere you want to when you used to not be able to go anywhere? I'm not talking politics. I'm talking reality. We talk about the morality of the family. Our families are in disarray today because we forgot what our ancestors went through to get to the place where we are today. That had we kept doing that, we wouldn't be in this situation today because nobody would be able to do what they do to us when they want to because there'd be too many of us standing up for rights. I'm just going to tell you the truth. You'd be a police officer. If I was on the police force and you dissed them, I'd tell the whistle. I wouldn't be concerned about my job. Why? Because I'm going to tell the truth. I don't care. You could be my relative, and I've lived this way. You do something wrong, don't come to me to correct your wrong like that, because I ain't going to hide and lie for you. I got to stand up for what Jesus did. Say, I told the truth. But today, it appears that too many of the body of Christ done sold out to the world. And I'm not talking about anything I don't know. How can we all say Jesus Christ and he's a sinner and all be like this? That's because we ain't looking at Jesus. We ain't looking at the cross. We're looking at the things beyond the cross. I want my money. I want my position. I want my thoughts. I want my thought. But if we're looking at Jesus, there is no division. Jesus was not split on the cross. That's just the word, y'all. That's just the word. So somewhere the deal was signed. That there was going to be the deal was going to be a kiss. It was sealed what? With 30 pieces of silver, monetary. And I'll stop there, but then it was delivered. Luke 23 was just staying in this chapter, Luke. So verses 1 to 3 said, and the whole multitude arose and led him what? To Pilate. And they began to what? Accuse him, saying, we found this fellow perverting the nation and forbidding to give what? Tribute to Caesar, saying that what? He himself is Christ the King. Now understand what happened when he went to Pilate. That wasn't the first stop. Number one, the Pharisees and Sadducees, the religious leaders, weren't upset that he knew more. They were upset they were going to lose their position. So but they conspired what? To deliver him up. But yet, he went to Caiaphas, then he went to Pilate. Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Okay, wait a minute. I can't deliver this man to be crucified. There's nothing wrong. He did nothing wrong. And then what? They sent him to Herod. Herod said, I ain't got nothing to do with that. He sent him back to Pilate. But then understand how the enemy worked. The people said, well, guess what, Pilate? If you don't do what we want you to do, you're going to lose your position because guess what? We're going to tell Herod you refuse to follow his orders. Anybody ever been in that situation in life today? Somebody say, you're going to do this, and if you don't do it, guess what? You're going to lose your job or lose your family or lose your house. That's the way it didn't work. So then all of a sudden, Pilate said, what? Well, you got a custom. I'm not making a decision. I'm going to put it back, what? On the people. My Lord. I can release one person. So who do you want? That's the question for us today. Who do you want? The sign, right? The sign is betrayed. It was sealed with 30 pieces of silver. So now he is in the courtrooms, what? And now what? He can be delivered up. But because the word said he was going to be delivered, and if Jesus himself said it, guess what? They said, crucify him. My God. Give us Barabbas. So they wanted the thief and the robber and sent Jesus to the cross. My God. That's all right, y'all. Don't get angry. That's all right. Yeah. He had to go through the cross. It was signed, sealed, and delivered.
Thank you, Lord.
And then guess what? It says what? I'm yours. And Stevie Wonder just said what? So Jesus said what? Pilate, therefore, Luke 23:20-30. Pilate, therefore, willing to release Jesus, spake again to them. But they cried, saying, crucify him. And he says what? He's yours. And with instant loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. He said, I'm yours.
So
from the worldly perspective, Jesus was going over as if he was a lowly criminal. What they didn't understand is what was happening in the spiritual realm.
Hallelujah.
They looked, oh yeah, he done for. He over. He ain't going to get up. We got the victory. Oh, y'all don't remember. I'm a movie buff sometimes, and I can remember watching Remember the Titans and all the chaos was going on. And I've happened to meet one of the men who was a part of them live when I was in Virginia. And he said when they were standing around talking about, we got the victory, we got the victory, we got the victory, when they were going to play their game. Any of y'all ever been part of sports and that's what they do? I watched it yesterday when I watched Michigan beat Loyola. And I'm sorry if you're a Loyola fan, but I'm a Michigan fan. But guess what? Loyola thought they had something. And guess what? It didn't work out because Michigan got. But that's how it was with Jesus. You can't dictate what's going to happen based on what you think. We only know what happens based on Jesus.
Yeah.
So Jesus said, yeah, that's all right. They're going to deliver me up. I'm yours. Y'all know Jesus had the power, right?
Yes.
Jesus had, when he was yet on the cross, Jesus could have stopped it all. But he didn't. He said, I'm yours. Do with me what you want with me in the worldly perspective, because guess what? That ain't where I'm going. He said, but look at what I'm going to do. So with signs, sealed, delivered, I'm yours. Stephen wanted to talk about love and all those things, but it was delivered that way. But the beauty today is that it didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. It didn't stop there. Another point, next slide, Sister Beverly. He said what? He said in Genesis, let me tell you about Genesis. I need to tell you what Genesis says so you'll understand what I'm about to say. In Genesis 50 and 20, but as for you, ye thought evil against me, but God meant it what? Unto good, to bring to pass as it was this day, to what? To save much people alive. So when Joseph was thrown in the graveyard, in the hole, and sold into slavery, you did it, brothers. You did it, my family. You did it, my so-called loved ones. What? Because you thought you were getting some. But what had to happen was, I went in the hole and I was okay because I had to go to the prison and I had to go to the big head's house. Because why? Because he was going to give me favor that now on this day later when there's a famine in the world, I could save your life. So because Jesus did it before, he'll do it again. Y'all know that with Ty Trippett. You might not like the song, but it's the truth. What? See, if he, God, did it before, he, God, will do it again. He did it for Joseph, and he gonna do it for Jesus, which is above Joseph. Why? Because that's just who God is. And if he did it for Jesus and he sent his spirit, can I let you fast forward? He'll do it for you. Anybody in here, say along with your testimony, I know that God did something that nobody else could do. Why? Because he saved me. I know God did something that what nobody else could do because what? He changed my situation. He protected my grandson. What? Who's to fight and get in all kind of trouble. And today, if he was still fighting like that, he might be dead and gone. But God changed him. Why? Because I covered him in prayer. Look at God. Look at God. I don't know, but if you got kids, don't let them leave your house without saying a prayer over them before they get to school. If you got kids, I don't care how old they are, don't let them leave home, going to work without what? Covering them in prayer. Why? Because they're important to you and they're important to Jesus and we need protection. Sometimes they don't even know. My God. I got this. I'm grown now, Daddy. I'm grown now. There's not a day go by I don't pray over my children. And they grown and on their own. I still pray over my children. Why? Because they mine. And God told me to protect them. When dangers come their way and they're going here and there and everywhere, yeah, you can handle it, but I'm praying that the Lord will take care of it first. Why? Because they mine. They mine. Can I tell you the truth? I pray over everybody in here too. Why, Lord God, today on this day, you told us to be a blessing. So we're going to be a blessing. Protect everyone of destiny. Protect our friends. Protect our families. Protect those we encounter. Why? Because that's what God said for us to do. Why? Because it goes before us. What? And he provided the victory. And you know what I know? Some of y'all pray for me too. Because sometimes I'm in a place that I ought not be in my mind. And guess what? If it wasn't for your prayers, I wouldn't make it through. So because we pray for one another, look at what, so what had happened was, God said, remember what happened back in Genesis, how Joseph went down, they came up, and one boy said, wait a minute, we can't kill my brother. One of them spoke up, we can't kill the brother. We have blood on our hands. We'll sell him. So he's still gone, he out of my hair. Y'all sold anything lately? It's a reflective question. Have you sold your peace? Have you sold your joy? Have you sold the strength that God gives you to what? Go through long suffering? Have you sold the morals that you were raised in that you know that's right? What? For 30 pieces of silver? Have you sold it because of fear? Ponder questions. You can deal with that when you get home. But God's got an answer for you. But the third point I want you to know about, we celebrate this Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate Easter Sunday. What? The third point is that it was signed, sealed, delivered, and I'm yours. You don't have to believe me. Look at what it says in Luke 24:7, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and the third day rise again. They didn't know nothing about rising again. They had seen Jesus call Lazarus from death. They had seen him what? Raise what? The daughter. They had seen Jesus do it, but they didn't talk about anybody doing it for themselves. It was always so. He said, what, the third day, he will rise again. And look at what he says. So Jesus said it's signed, sealed, and delivered. How was it signed? It was signed in Luke 23 and 45. He said what? And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had called with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said this, he gave up the ghost. Now when the centurion who was there, watching over him, guarding him, said what? Now this was not, he said, God surely said, what? Certainly, this was a righteous man. The veil of the temple, when Jesus was about to give up the ghost, was a sign. What? He signed the deal right there long before what? He had something to do.
Yeah.
So on the cross, he signed it.
Thank you, Lord.
And the evidence was there. The unbelieving centurion said, surely, certainly, this was a righteous man. Why? He hadn't come in the truth, all the truth yet, but he knew something was up. The veil hadn't been rent before. With all the dead crucified, he knew something was up.
Yes.
So he signed it. He signed it. Then he said what? He sealed it, right? Mark 15:46. And he brought fine linen and took him down and wrapped him in linen and laid him in a sepulcher, which means what? Out of stone and what? Rolled a stone what? Unto the door of the sepulcher. It was sealed, y'all. He had to be sealed what? To make sure that what? He followed the custom. Jesus wasn't in a hurry. Jesus would not violate the law that his father had given. So he had to be there what? At the anointed time, they wrapped him up. They put the linen cloth on him. They put the handkerchief over his face. They put him in a tomb, and the world said, I'm putting guards in front of it. But I got to tell you, it was signed, it was sealed. But guess what? On this day we call Resurrection Sunday, he didn't need nobody to come and what? Take him up. He didn't need no help. The scripture said, what? There was an earthquake. And if you ever been in an earthquake, it would move houses and foundations. I used to live in California, and it would just rock the world, and you couldn't do nothing about it. But then what? He was delivered. He was delivered. He said, what? He is not here, but is risen. That's the deliverance today. He is not here, but what? He is remembered. He is risen. What? Remember how he spake unto you? What? Jesus got up early on that Sunday morning. Jesus rose, y'all. He's not in a grave. Nobody could keep him in a grave. Nobody could guard him in a grave. Nobody could tell you he don't exist because he's not there. People go year after year after year to see the grave where he used to lay. And they come and say, he ain't there. And you didn't believe it? Somebody else, I don't have to go see it for myself. He ain't there. Why? Because he got up.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
The question is, do you believe it? And if you believe it, do you accept it to let him have control over your life? Because it was signed, it was sealed, and delivered. And here comes the last word. Jesus is saying to us today, I'm yours. He's saying, I'm yours. That's the one-way communication. Where did he say that at? Luke 24. Go down to verse 47, 49 through 53. He says what? And I send the promise of my Father upon ye. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you what? You be endured with power from on high. And he led them out, what? As far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and he blessed them. He prayed for them, y'all. And it came to pass while he blessed them, he was parted from them and what? Carried into the heavens. And it says, what did they do? And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and with continuity in the temple, what? Praising and blessing God. Amen. They realized that Jesus said, I'm yours. Jesus saying that to you today, I'm yours. I'm yours. And that's just part of the communication process. So that's one way. But I told you earlier it was bi-directional, right? So guess what? Today, you got to confess for yourself that what? Number one, it was signed by the blood of Jesus. Number two, what? He was sealed in the tomb and the grave could not keep him. Number three, what? He was delivered up. Why? He got up from the grave. So he did that to deliver you. But now you got to say, I'm yours. If you don't say I'm yours, all that Jesus did is for naught in your life. It's for everybody who believes, but if you don't believe, you don't have this bi-directional communication. He said, I'm yours. You say, yes, I accept it. I'm yours. So that all of a sudden now you can walk in the power and the victory of the promises that he said. If you don't accept Jesus, none that he did, what, doesn't mean anything to you.
My God, man.
Not until what? That point where you say, yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes, Lord. But when you say, yes, Lord, I got a good news for you today. I got good news. We run around. We want new clothes and Easter baskets and all these kind of things. And that's one. We want nice jobs. But I'm telling you, when you accept Jesus as your personal savior, you know that he's won you, just like Stevie Wonder said, then you understand that all his blessings, all his anointing, everything that he has, it says, if I could change the words today, if I could change the words, and I can't because I'm not the writer, it would be something like this. He would say, like a fool, I wouldn't stay too long. Now I'm wondering if your love, sister, oh, Jesus, here I am. He wouldn't say, oh, baby. I'd be saying, oh, Jesus, here I am. Here I am, Jesus. Here I am, Jesus. I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Here I am, Jesus. I'm signed, sealed, delivered. I'm yours. Somebody in here today, you declared that Jesus is yours. How many of you know Jesus is yours? So do you know the love that he has for you? If you know the love that he has for you, that is more than anything in this world, you ought to tell somebody. If you know the love that he has for you has been better than you, than you've been to yourself, then you ought to tell somebody. If you know the love that he has for you is better than anything you could possibly think, you ought to say, what had happened was, I used to be a really hot mess. I used to be lost and seeking sin. I was way out there. But today, I know he loves me. And I'm telling him I love him. I'm in love with Jesus. And Jesus in love with me.
Yeah.
I'm in love with Jesus. And Jesus in love. Y'all see the bidirectional? Yeah. So every now and then when we want to walk in the power of what God's got, we got to stop. We got to put things aside, everything in our mind. We got to bow our heads. And as Mary and the other women did what? They worshiped God. They saw God. They were in the presence of God. And when you're in the presence of God, God will give you peace. God will give you joy. God will give you intellect. Most of us, we underestimate the intellect that God gives us. Because if it wasn't for God, you wouldn't remember the things you learned. And when you needed to remember them most, you wouldn't know. You'd forget about them. But God has granted you favor with this super intelligence in our mind and super abilities that he placed in us.
Yes.
And if you don't think I'm right about it, go visit a nursing home. You know why I say that? It ain't all old folks in a nursing home. Sometimes you get so confused in your mind, you can't remember your own name. But here's what I found to be true. Every time I visit a nursing home, they might not remember who I am, what's going on. But if I start to sing about Jesus and they know Jesus, look out, because this place erupts. I went to a nursing home. They had a man singing, "This means war." And these old folks didn't understand it. We walked in and we start, I'll trust in the Lord. And all of a sudden they start singing over here and they start singing over there. Then all of a sudden somebody in the back started praying and they didn't even know who they were, but they knew Jesus. And so we start pointing to Jesus. They start standing up. Do you know today the world wants to know Jesus? We're hurting. We're crying. We're suffering. We're going, what do I do? This world is in total chaos today. All over the place. I ain't predicting no wars. There's no unity. And yet, Jesus has stood all this time. Nobody else signed it. Nobody else sealed it. Nobody else delivered it but Jesus. Buddha didn't do it. Muhammad couldn't do it. None of them could do it. Jesus was the only one who could sign it, seal it, deliver it, and say, I'm yours just for the asking. You ain't got to pay for it. I already did that. You ain't got to have no money. I already got it taken care of. You ain't got to be all super intelligent. I got that for you too. All you need to know is to call on the name Jesus. I'll bring words to your mind. I'll bring prayer to your heart. I'll bring action. I'll give you strength. I'll do whatever you need so that you can be who you want to be. See, we get it wrong, y'all. But today I want to remind us, remember what Jesus said? Every day we can be a blessing. Every day you wake up, every day you get up, you ought to have a purpose in your life to bless somebody. And when you, I don't know them, how can I bless them? You can pray for them. I don't know them, how can I bless them? You can smile at them. I don't know, how can I bless them? You can be kind to them. I don't know, how can I bless them? Just let Jesus be who Jesus is and he'll provide all the blessing that they need. You ain't got to know it all. You just got to be available.
Yes.
So today on this resurrection, today, I want you to understand one thing. Jesus said, I signed it, I sealed it, I delivered it, I'm yours. Today, I want you to make a declaration for yourself that I know Jesus signed it, I know he sealed it, I know he delivered it when he got up, he rose from the dead, and today, I'm saying, Lord, I'm yours. I'm yours, I'm yours. My mind, my hand, my song, my feet, Lord, I'm yours, I'm yours. Everything that's about me, I'm yours. It's not about what I want, because when you want something and you ain't got nothing, only Jesus can deliver it to you.
My God.
Anybody know that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, if you know that Jesus delivered you, Jesus, just wave your hand. Somebody needs to know. Somebody here today. You know, you weren't supposed to be here, but Jesus delivered you. Somebody here today. You made a mistake. I can tell you, I made a mistake in my life. I had something to drink. I hit the brake, but then hit the gas pedal, and I went into a pole, and the car was totaled over, and only because I was a little out of my mind and fell over, I didn't die. I got the scar to remember me, but Jesus came by and said, it ain't your time yet. And so because of that, he let me go.
Thank you, Lord.
But I said to God, never again, Jesus. Take care of me, Jesus. Even in my own feeble mind. You sit there going, I'm hurting. I don't like the way this is going. No, you ain't saying that. You're like I used to be. I'm mad. You can't do that. Nobody can say that to me and do that to me. Jesus said, let it go. Okay, God, what do you mean, let it go? So forget about it, yeah? Did I tell you that they what? Do this to you because of who I am? And because who I am in your life? So I want you to do what I did. I prayed for them.
My God.
Not only that, I prayed for them. I reached out to them. And guess what? I still stand at the door and knock. Whosoever will open up, I will come in and sup with them. So today Jesus says, I'm yours.
Amen.
Do you believe what he said?
Amen.
That he died for you? Do you believe what he said? That he got up for you? Do you believe what he said, that this time we celebrate resurrection, Easter Sunday? He did it for us. And we look good. Oh, somebody going to eat some jelly beans. I know. And you're going to get some jelly beans before you leave here. That's all good. And some people going to eat chocolate. And some of y'all already got your dinners cooked, don't you? Already got your reservations made, don't you? That's okay to say that. Yeah, we're going to do that. Somebody like hot cross buns. Somebody like leg of lamb. And we all got our different traditions. But guess what? We're going to eat based on what Jesus has provided. So today, before you eat it, bless it, okay? Don't worry about if it's good for you or not, because I'm trusting what the Lord said, bless it. And hear what? He'll make it okay. And then as you're blessing your food and what he's provided for you, ask the Lord to bless somebody who don't have. Now, I'm going to warn you, be careful what he might say, because he might tell you to give something to somebody. He might tell you to invite somebody to eat at your house or wherever you're going that you ain't used to eating with. Be careful, but that's okay, because Jesus said, I'll be all things. He signed it, he sealed it, he delivered it, and he's ours.
Yes.
So will you believe that today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father God, thank you today, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that what came out of what the world might say, Lord, but we know that you did, Lord. You came to save this sin-sick world. Father God, after so many years of your law, Father God, that said we offer the firstborn sacrifice, Lord God, as an atonement to you for our sins, Lord, you realize, Father God, that wasn't enough. You realize, Lord God, there were those who had and those who didn't have. We thank you, Lord. So you came down, Father God, to pay the sin debt for all of us. So today, Father God, you've given us a real easy choice. Today, Father God, you've given us the opportunity just to say, I'm yours today. So, Father God, if there's anyone here today that doesn't know you and the pardon of their sin, Lord God, move in their life today, Lord God, that they would come to you, Lord God. Don't let pride get in the way, Lord God. Don't let them think about what somebody else might think, Lord God. Just let them seek you, Father God. For then at that point, Lord God, you promised us that your comforter would be with us to lead, guide, and direct us to all things. The power, Lord God, that you have, you've given us. You said greater things in my name.
Yeah.
If you ask in my name, what the Father will grant it, what that the Father might be glorified.
Jesus.
So today we offer an invitation, Lord. Move at your spirit. And the people of God said,
amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.